I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of southeastern New Mexico and West Texas. 17-year-old Angel Gonzalez of Roswell was arrested and charged with murder on Sunday in the shooting death of a local man on a residential street in central Roswell Friday night. According to a Roswell police news release, Gonzalez is accused of fatally shooting 27-year-old Angel Brulé of Roswell. The unknown Brulé allegedly made threats to shoot Gonzalez and his 14-year-old brother. According to reports, the shooting occurred about 8:30 p.m. Friday outside Gonzalez's mother's house, where he and his brother live in the 400 block of East Albuquerque. According to reports, Brulé had just been released from the Chavez County Detention Center a few hours earlier and was drinking. Reports indicate that Brulé began speaking with Gonzalez outside the house and followed him into the yard, where he soon began making threats to shoot the boys. Brulé eventually left the yard, but while he was leaving, made another threat to shoot Gonzalez and his brother. Gonzalez is accused then of firing one shot from a handgun, striking Brulé in the head. Gonzalez has officially been charged with second-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and unlawful possession of a handgun. Hobbs police continue their investigation into a drive-by shooting at a residence in the 1700 block of East Bond Street around 2 a.m. Friday. According to reports, the home was shot at least 17 times. Also, an RV parked in the backyard was riddled with bullets. No one was injured. The investigation is ongoing. Chavez County Sheriff's deputies, Roswell Police, and New Mexico State Police responded to a call of shots fired at the Anderson Bethany Funeral Home around 2:50 p.m. on Friday. According to a Chavez County Sheriff's Facebook page post, a woman was taken into custody. She allegedly fired a gun in the parking lot of the funeral home. The woman was located and then began running from the area. After a brief foot chase, she was found hiding in a shed on Hammond Street. No one was injured and charges could be pending. Lee County honored outgoing Commissioner Rebecca Long on Friday for her 8 years of service to the community. She says the best piece of advice to give to incoming commissioners:
listen to your constituents. You are elected to represent them, and their voice matters.
As far as running for another public office someday, Long says never say never. In charge of the news for southeastern New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.